This is the Daily Creative. February 15th, run your own race. So my oldest son was a competitive distance runner in high school. In nearly every race, he would start out near the middle or front of the pack, and it would appear that he was in danger of being left behind by the leaders. Then slowly, those in front would begin to fade. Some of the stronger runners, who only moments before appeared to be losing, would move to the front of the pack. Often, someone like my son, who seemed destined for a middle place finish, would end up winning. The reason for this is that some less predictable, less experienced runners would jolt off the starting line and try to keep up with whoever was in the lead. However, the more experienced runners knew that their own best pace was going to lead to their best race. They realized from a practical standpoint, from practical experience, that if they just followed the strategy, they would end up just fine. Every one of us needs to run our own race. You can't compare your productivity or your career progress or your degree of recognition to the person next to you. That's a never-ending game. The great runner Carl Lewis once said, "I tell myself, get out of the blocks, run your race, stay relaxed. If you run your race, you will win." Be focused on your own work, on your calling, on your career, and the body of work that you are building. Run your own race. Here's today's question. Where and when do you tend to most compare your race to someone else's race?